You know, I can still remember the first little library I went to in Vestal, New York, the Vestal Public Library, housed in a tiny little white building on a road there on the way to Endicott, New York. I can still remember the smell of that building. We've been asking listeners what author or book inspired you to read, whether it was in a library or not, and here have been some of your responses.
This is James Sanborn. The book that inspired me to read when I was very young was The Road to Oz, the fourth in the series. And now, as an adult, I am only two books off the famous fourth.
My name is Andrea Lamont. I am from Warwick, Rhode Island. I've always been a voracious reader, but my brother had dyslexia, and what helped him to read was reading Mad Magazine.
They actually had Mad Magazines at the library that I went to. Yes, and everything else. Everything
and
else. That's a great thing about libraries. A couple of takeaway listeners called us at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
At our website right now, we have this great story from Astrid in Massachusetts. She says, I can't remember the title of the book that was most influential in my life, but I do remember the book. It was a Scholastic publication about Harriet Tubman and the Underground Railroad. I had and still have several language-based learning disabilities. This was the first book that was compelling enough to hold my attention whilst I slogged through the secret code of words. I'm now an attorney doing court-appointed criminal defense work. Some would say I talk for a living, but really, I read.
Sometimes it's hard to get into those books, but learning disabilities notwithstanding, libraries are certainly a great help. Here's some more people.
This is Angela from Detroit. My love for reading came because when I was very little, before I could even read, I just wanted the pictures to talk to me. I fell in love with the pictures and the books. And then I grew to love the stories, and now I'm just an avid reader.
My name is Jessalyn, and I'm calling from Alpharetta, Georgia. I was an avid reader as a child. However, The Color Purple did change my life as an African-American girl growing up in the hills of West Virginia. It was something that I could identify with first.
My name is Scott Marshall. I'm calling from Massachusetts. Everything I ever needed to know, I learned from Robert A. Heinlein.
Stranger in a Strange Land, Waldo, The Color Purple before that. What book or author helped inspire you to read? I loved Waldo, and I loved The Stranger in a Strange Land, Robert Heinlein. And
you know, I was surprised. My mom never put a limit on the number of books you could get out, so my sisters and I would go in there and bring out these books of like 20 stacks, which I read all of them. But I discovered that other people actually limit how many books their kids take out, which seems a strange limitation to me.
Well,
I'm against book limitations.
Well, are there any books or authors? Do you remember the first library you went to?
Yeah, I still remember that in Mission Viejo, California, where there was a public library not too far down the street. That it was really easy going down this long hill, but going back up with your load of books was pretty hard. And I read the complete Sherlock Holmes at a very early age, like seven years old or so.
I remember I used to love to check out scary story books at that library. And then I discovered the classics, and that was the end for me. I remember the Tale of Two Cities, I think, was the one
Mark
that started
Twain
me.
For me, yeah. Anyhow, we want you to join this conversation with us. We're going to talk about this library in Troy, Michigan. What about you? What letter would you write to the library? What inspired you to read?
My name is Judy from Whitensville, Mass. I think what inspired me to read at an early age was the fact that I grew up in a home. We didn't have a lot of money, and I could go to the library and get my hands on books. So that's what I did.
I'm with you. Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE with your stories or visit our website, thetakeaway.org.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.